Now, business, politics, and lifestyles continues on Full Service Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your host, Gary S. Goldman.
We're just plugging right along in the second hour of the Gary S. Goldman. Actually, it's business, politics, and lifestyle, but it's the Gary S. Goldman show, too. He's got a well-deserved day off. I love talking to his callers. You guys are so great. And I love doing this show because a lot of the shows that I do, I don't get to have as many callers because they're taped. But we have a tremendous guest right now, and I'm pretty sure he'll be willing to take calls maybe in the second segment. So hang on and do call in. His name is John O'Connor. I've talked to him many times. He's author of the book Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. He served as an assistant U.S. attorney in Northern California from 74 to 79, representing the United States in both criminal and civil cases. So he's one of the good attorneys that we can talk about what's happening in our election system. He suppressed their citizens' trouble. Wait a minute, for Andrew Cuomo, I don't know what that's about. My notes are sometimes a little screwed up. Welcome, John O'Connor, to WCRN and the Gary S. Goldman Show.
Hey, Karen. How you doing? Good to talk to you again.
I'm telling you, every time I talk to you, there's something hot happening. And because you are an attorney and you've seen it from the very inside out, you and I and probably a whole lot of political junkies like listeners to Gary S. Goldman's show knew that the Democrats were trying to steal the election. Now we're starting to see evidence swarm in. You think they're going to get away with it? And what can you tell us about where we're at right now?
Well, first of all, I'd love to give you the great answer. No, they won't get away with it. The problem is, as they knew, it's very, very hard to overturn an election. And they knew from the very beginning that this thing was just, it was a candy store where there was nobody minding it. It's called mail-in balloting. Trump warned about it, and probably could have been more articulate in telling people why they should be worried about it, but I think most of us understood it. And now you've got vote harvesting, which seems to have been the combination of the two, is lethal. And so we have a situation where, look, I don't know that anybody's going to really have confidence, or a lot of people are really going to have confidence in the results. I do not see, if this were just Pennsylvania at issue, there's a clean enough issue there that could be decided by the court. You could segregate all the post-election day ballots and do the counting that way, and Trump would probably win that. But as to the other states, I don't see it. But let me give you some thoughts. There was this kerfuffle over, you know, whether Wisconsin, whether the voting, the turnout was 89% or 67%, and how much did it jump? And apparently it hadn't jumped as much as young Trump thought it had. But the point is, so there was a fact check I read last night that said, oh, no, the vote in Wisconsin was only, the turnout was only 72%. These people are crazy. They're saying it was 89%. It's only 72%. My question is, wait a second, 72 is a pretty big number. And especially if you're talking about Milwaukee, and especially if you're talking about the minority community in Milwaukee, which it looks like came out much stronger in this election than for Barack Obama, I begin to wonder. Now, that's a little statistic. That is a little statistic. And what's a couple percentage points? Let's say it's 3 or 4 percentage points just to Milwaukee. That's enough right there. So what I would say is this. Here's what I would plan if I were ruling the world. I would like to see there actually be trials on some of these things where evidence is presented to a court about the likelihood. Now, when people think about proof, they think you have to, you know, have a film like you do of Rodney King getting beaten. Most cases are like O.J. Simpson. It's a combination of circumstantial evidence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in civil cases, you don't need to prove things beyond a reasonable doubt. It's just more likely than not. You know, was the guy going too fast or was he not going too fast? There might be conflicting evidence, but overall the jury says, well, all in all, I think it's more likely than not that the driver was negligent. We're going to award some money to the plaintiff. All right. I think that if there were a trial, I would ask for the following verdict. Is it more likely than not that there were substantial irregularities in the voting in this state? Yes or no? And I think the verdict would be, or from the judgment from judges, would be yes, it is more likely than not that there are substantial voting irregularities that may, underline may, have affected the result. But, now, what's the remedy for that? You don't have a remedy. You can't have a re-election again. The court's not going to have the guts to just throw out these elections and say, okay, each state legislature votes. So the best we can hope for is, call it a show trial, but I think it's more than a show trial. I think it would be a trial about democracy, because we were warned about this and no one did anything about it. As a matter of fact, they took advantage of it. It's all in the blue cities, the blue states, and especially the blue cities. Yeah. They took advantage of it big time. And basically, the feeling will be, and throughout history, we've had these things. This is the first one. There was the corrupt bargain of 1824 that ended up costing John Quincy Adams his job later on. You had big problems with the 1876 election, which essentially there was a corrupt deal struck there. So I just hope we can keep looking at this and present things in a very principled, logical way. Like,
well,
for instance,
I don't think that's going to happen, John. This is the one of the first things that I'm going to take issue with. Okay. I think that we are very much at the beginning of this process, and I am horrified and aggravated at the number of conservative talk show hosts, some in my local area, some around the country, some who are literally deep state establishment Republicans, who are encouraging the president to concede this election. Now, that just shows you that this is planned helplessness, that we have come to accept the fact that there's corruption in our system, the likes of which we never knew, and only a Donald Trump brought it to light and made it clear that they have been robbing us blind for decades. And that's the biggest reason Donald Trump is who they want to destroy, because Donald Trump's very presence reminds them that they are not safe in their corruption and their lies. Now, you could not possibly have known this breaking news that happened with Larry Ward right before I talked to you. And I think this is the tip of the iceberg. With someone like Donald Trump, we're going to see a kind of evidence rolling out yet to be exposed that's going to take the business as usual legal system that throws up their hands and says, well, we can't do anything about it. I guess we're just going to have to live with that jerk Saturday Night Live guy in Minnesota until they kicked him out, whatever his name is. I can never remember his name.
Yeah,
I think I blocked
it
out. Al Franken, right. Yeah, he stole the election. They stole it for him. And then they just live with it until they decide to kick him out for their own reasons. That's not how business is going to be done. So my question is, are you prepared? And I love you, John. I mean, you know, business-wise. I love what you do. And John, are you prepared to watch something that has never happened in this country before, which is the bad guys actually get what's coming to them?
Well, I have been, and as I've told people, I don't think there really is probably a call for my skills, but as I told people, I have my litigator's backpack if there's any thing I can help with. I do. This is new news to me, and I do think it's very important as Republicans not to roll over. Not to roll over.
No.
And historically, that is what modern Republicans have done. And it just emboldens the other guys. They can say whatever we want. We say, oh, it's like you have a spoiled child who you say, oh, I'm so sorry, youngster. I'm sorry. Did I offend you? Okay, sure. I'll go back to my room and let you eat all the candy you want. That's,
you know, John, what if I get a chance to interview you on this show or any other next week, you'll be up on this, and I wouldn't expect you to be. Dominion Voting Systems, worldtribune.com, and the Hammer and Scorecard. Now, I think we're going to see a lot of twists and turns, which is why I don't pay attention to absolutely everything, but we're going to see a lot of twists and turns, and your extra special skills are going to be required, I can tell you that. How can people read your book? Tell everybody how they can get your book, because your book is just fascinating about Watergate. That's when I started getting involved in politics.
Well, it's right in the mark. It's a stolen, it's a stolen post-election. It was basically fraudulently kicking... We kicked Nixon out of office based upon fraudulent stuff that I don't blame the Republicans there. In that case, the Republicans thought, oh, they have us. Let's be nice, rollover. So,
thank you.
But postgatebook.com is the name of the my site, postgatebook.com or amazon.com, and the book is Postgate. And it will talk about the fraud that is practiced in the media. And a lot of this is the result that you and I are talking about. It's the result
so
of media
relevant.
Fraud. Media fraud.
So relevant. Let's prepare ourselves. Let's prepare ourselves for success for once. And John O'Connor, you're going to be someone that I go to again and again. Thank you so much for joining us here on WCRN 830. This is the Gary S. Goldman Show. I'm your happy and riled up fill-in host, Karen Cataline. We're going to take your calls for the rest of the hour. So please load them up. We'll take them all. Thank you so much. We'll be right back right after this.